Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 23rd of May of the year 2020, and happy deathiversary today to famous pirate, privateer, and outlaw William Kidd, who put the romance into privateering and was the man pirate who invented those cool boots that fold down at the knee, make you look real hot. Just revealing a little too much about my kinks there. Happy deathiversary today also to Heinrich Himmler, famous Nazi and... Nope, that was basically his thing. Famous Nazi. Today's celebrations include International Day to End Obstetric Fistula. So celebrate that by ending an obstetric fistula if you can, or donate to a no obstetric fistula cause. If you don't know what an obstetric fistula is, let me just say it's something that we should all be very invested in ending. Your guest today on the podcast is international correspondent, space lawyer, and Indian resident, Anavab Pal. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm locked down on Earth, as you know, Alice. The courts in Mars are closed, so I have been fighting cases, Martian-related cases, from Earth via Zoom. In fact, one of my recent cases had to do with fistula. There was an ad I saw in an Indian newspaper, and it said, this particular doctor can get rid of fistula and any mental issues around divorce. And these are the two specific things that he could cure. And apparently there's a Martian copyright on it, so I had to sue him. So I've been fighting on behalf of Martians on Earth.
Oh, I mean, that's amazing. And you're doing such good work there. It must be very different fighting these things via Zoom because, as we know, the prison colony on Mars is a for-profit prison colony with very little law and very sort of constant internal rebellions and fights, and that a lot of the legal judgments there take place in a Thunderdome scenario, and there's a lot of physical violence that you, as a lawyer, have to engage in.
Yes.
Is it odd just sitting at home rather than brandishing your four-headed pike sword?
It's a great question. I live in Mumbai, which with 16 million people feels like a prison that's just where prisoners have just broken out into complete chaos. And that's without a pandemic. So in the middle of it, having a lawyer peddling fistula cures and mental issues with divorce is not that weird. So I feel at home while fighting cases here. It's not that weird. It's only when Martian copyrights are broken where it gets a little thing, because I don't know whose side I'm on, you know? It's sort of like when India and England are playing, I always have a difficult thing of, like, who do I support in cricket? It's a bit like that. but in terms of missing home / Mars, it's not that bad. Anything, you can see anything on Mars. You can see a bicycle on fire. You can see, you know, pigs doing handstands. And my neighborhood in Mumbai, it's exactly the same. Yeah, it's so I feel quite at home here.
That's lovely to hear. It's a weekend episode today. Anavab, as you know, as always on the weekend, we take a step back from the rusted bear trap of the 24-hour news cycle and slam the needle containing soothing antibiotics that is the weekend magazine into our exposed thigh. This Saturday, your top feature section is Booze News, brought to you by our Indian correspondent and space lawyer Anavab Pal. But first, some parts of the weekend magazine we won't have time for. Features in the Weekend magazine today include 6 horrifying secrets your family is trying to keep from you right now, including that skeleton in your mattress, the great aunt nobody talks about, the family curse, and the terrible sin your family committed to get that curse. Also in the Weekend magazine, a guide to stylishly easing your way from isolation back into semi-de-isolation, Take Your Own Chances Economic Freedom. What Mask says, I trust the government guidance, but not too much. And how do you bring wide hoop skirts back in fashion at your office to keep people an acceptable distance away? Also in the Weekend magazine, 5 terrible recipes celebrities are trying to make you do at home. They're celebrities, they can't cook, but they look good doing it. Whatever the f*** it is that they're doing. Jesus Christ, Robert Pattinson, handheld pasta, you magnificent bastard. And that's all the time we have for your Weekend magazine section right now, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because if you want washboard abs within weeks, you'd better start slapping some wet linen on your belly now. Hi, I'm Jemima Delgadi, the publicity agent for self-made romance maven and online bestseller, Dancy Lagarde. If you want to become part of the Lagardians fan club, just send a stamped, self-addressed envelope 3/4 full of unmarked bills of any denomination to thelastpost@somethingelse.com and receive your personalised Dancy Lagarde starter pack, including a build-your-own railway kit, breast cream for creamy breasts, and a how-to-solve-a-mystery improv mystery romance game for your next family dinner or orgy. Sometimes we all have the hiccups. It's a serious problem for some, especially when they start happening at inappropriate times, like during a board meeting, or romantic proposal, or on a hot air balloon, or during a romantic board meeting in a hot air balloon. If you have the hiccups, bend over your knees at the waist. Take half a glass of water and tip it backwards into your mouth. It might not solve the hiccups, but it'll make you look like a f***ing cunt. If you have the hiccups, bend over your knees at the waist, take the top half of half a glass of water, put it behind your front teeth and tip it into the top of your palate, swallow it through the back of your mouth while still upside down, and it should solve your hiccup problems. Half a glass of water for all your diaphragmatic irregularity needs.
Look, I don't know about you, Alice, but that's how I drink water all the time. Thing is, I went to my local GP, who also solves fistula and divorce-related mental issues. And he taught me to drink water like that. And I've been drinking it ever since.
You haven't had a fistula since?
No. You know, nothing.
Certainly not an obstetric one.
Nothing.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Well, that's all the time we have for your ads right now, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Your top story today, booze news. Anubhav Pal, tell us what's happening in the world of spirits. And by that, I don't mean doing a Ouija board. I mean the alcohol spirits.
Yeah. Well, thank you for clarifying, because I have been having a bunch of conversations alone with 13th century knights who've been roaming around my apartment. I don't know who woke up their spirits, but there's a guy pretending to be jousting in my living room. But
I like that he's a ghost pretending to joust.
Yeah, yeah.
That he's an actor. Yeah. The ghost of an actor pretending to be a knight.
Yeah. I mean, this is a screenwriter's home. He's obviously not a real knight. He's just a guy auditioning to be a knight. Yeah. So India opened all the liquor shops. And liquor is one of the main sources of revenue for the Indian government. So Indian liquor shops were closed for 3 months. And we're supposed to be a very pious Hindu vegetarian country. That's the image that we portray to the world. You know, meditation, spirituality, you know, go to the mountains, find yourself, that kind of thing. In reality, so alcohol should not play an integral part in the Indian DNA. But as a Martian, what I've observed is, and what the newspapers tell me, is when the alcohol shops opened, there were lines, Alice, longer than during the partition of India. There have been lines longer than when demonetization happened in India and they took away most of the currency. The lines outside liquor shops have been longer than the lines outside banks, longer than the lines outside food banks during the partition of India. There have been riots and violence with police trying to keep order outside these lines. One of my favorite stories is from my own neighborhood, where a local man got to the front of the line, and obviously people are stocking up. So people are buying 12 bottles of Black Label and, you know, 50 bottles of wine. Now, this gentleman purchased one single bottle of a thing that's known in India as a Bacardi Breezer. It's a wine cooler of some kind, and he was thrashed by other people in the line. Still, in a pandemic, if you're going to shop, at least buy 50 Bacardi Breezers. People have been waiting there for rum, whiskey, and this man bought a single Bacardi Breezer, thinking it was some sort of an empty bar outside the Pleasance Theatre at the Edinburgh Fringe. So crazy things are going on with alcohol. So because of those riots, the alcohol shops got shut, Alice. And as a result, people have now turned to smuggling and underground bootlegging. There are bootleggers now delivering alcohol dressed as food delivery people. Recently, a guy was arrested delivering vodka in a fake ambulance. Some are dressing like nurses. So it's, you know, for whoever thinks India is a spiritual country to find yourself. Yeah, if what you're looking for is Smirnoff, then this is definitely the place to find yourself in a pandemic.
Well, thank you so much for your top story. That's all the time we have for top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Aaron. He says, "Dear Alice and guest," that's you today, Anubhav, "I was perplexed to hear your comment about Garfield in the episode of May the 2nd of the year 2020 as a cat who, quote, hates Mondays but loves pizza. While I will grant that I have not read Garfield recently, certainly not since before the advent of the Garfield minus Garfield spin-off, so perhaps his habits have changed over the years, but I always remembered him as a cat who hates Mondays but loves lasagna. Perhaps this is a matter of localization. Is lasagna not a common dish in Australia? Do they substitute a more common dish of Italian origin to better appeal to the local readership?" This is another one of these letters. Anubhav, I consistently get these letters where people are questioning me on things that are absolute well-known facts. Everyone in the whole world knows Garfield loves pizza. Are you not familiar with this?
Yes, and also the other thing that confuses me is your American listener had a question about what kale is called in Australia. This particular listener is asking you if lasagna is substituted for a different pasta in Australia. What do they think Australia is? Why were things that have
as
generic
fake as the moon names? Landing?
Yes. I mean, I never asked you, Alice, if a potato is known as something else in Australia. These are basic generic names.
Yes, we're all subject to a similar level of cultural colonialism from the major countries of the West all over the place. But thank you for writing in, Aaron. I appreciate you sending a letter in, but I do not appreciate this concerted effort on what I have to assume is a cabal of trolls to try and make me question the nature of my dimensional reality. So, Aaron, I appreciate it if you will accept reality as it is, and not question the things that I say or attempt to correct me when these are very easily checkable facts. If you just go to any of the online search engines, the most popular one obviously being Ask Jeeves, or any of the other subs, you know, if you don't want to support Jeeves, you know, I know it's sort of a multi-billion dollar empire, you can support one of the smaller things, Yahoo search or Google even, if you're a real hipster. Just go Ask Jeeves and you can find it out for yourself. These are just facts. Don't come at me with these questions. Thank you, I appreciate it, and remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for listening. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news and facts in this dimension. You can download this podcast again tomorrow, or download any episode any day, or subscribe so it automatically downloads the episodes for you and you don't have to figure it out. Your guest today on the podcast was Anubhav Pal, space lawyer and Indian resident. Anubhav, have you got anything to plug?
No, I'm going to be busy adapting Garfield for India.
Well, he hates Mondays, but he loves chapati.
Yeah, exactly. Or something like that. Or I'll make him hate Fridays and love chicken tikka masala. You know, I'll do something. Because clearly Garfield needs to be adapted. And so you'll find me busy doing that.
Thank you so much for coming on today. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. Find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Alice Fraser. And there I am at alliterative, A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or find me online at patreon.com/AliceFraser for my occasional blogs, or to subscribe for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. The sub-executive producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Also from Something Else.
Mel Gedroych is quilting. Listen to Mel and good friend Andy Bush as they learn a great new skill and tell some brilliant stories, all whilst having some good, wholesome fun.
In a nutshell, I took a pair of scissors and I went into my husband's wardrobe. Now, this comes from a shirt that I bought him that I know he doesn't like. So I'm testing him by...
this is brilliant.
Yeah, by finding out when he discovers that the shirt has got a big patch out of the back of it.
Wow, and which area of the shirt is this taken from?
Bottom right.
Okay.
Listen now in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all good podcast apps.